question from Mahadev Prabhu. Is it really possible to be happy while you yourself see so much suffering in your life as well as everywhere around? I am just looking for a single honest soul that can say that he has got this joy and is unaffected by whatsoever is happening around him. What kind of attitude is expected to be? Oblivious? Answer. If devotees who had experienced higher happiness were oblivious, then they would have nothing to do with the material world. They would live in holy places like Vrindavan or Mathura or Mayapur, completely cut off from the material world and just focus on their own purification and liberation. Srila Prabhupada had the opportunity to live like that after he had retired from his householder life. But at the age of 70, he left in India, left Vrindavan, the capital of devotion, to go to the Bowery and the Lower East Side in New York, which was the capital of degradation. Why? That was because of compassion. So certainly, obliviousness to the suffering of others is not a characteristic of advanced spiritualist. So certainly devotees feel suffering when they see others are suffering, and naturally they want to alleviate that suffering. So there's no question of being oblivious. At the same time, when a person is drowning, that person cannot save other drowning people. When a patient is sick and doesn't know the cure for the treatment, the patient cannot offer any help to other sick people. When a person is shackled by ropes, that person cannot free others from their shackles. So these three examples of a drowning person, of a sick person, of a bound person illustrate how we ourselves need to become spiritually advanced and experience some level of spiritual happiness by our spiritual practices if we are to be of authentic help to others. Certainly, the desire to help others is good. It is glorious. But without the knowledge and the ability to help others, our efforts may not only backfire on those whom we are trying to help, but they may backfire on us also. If I am sick, and if I don't take treatment for myself, but try to treat others, not only may I end up harming that person whom I am treating, but also myself. So, the sufferings of this world are largely self-induced. We can see this very immediately and graphically in terms of addictions and other sensual pleasures that lead to suffering, which can be visibly correlated also. But beyond that, whatever other sufferings are there, they are a result. They are also self-induced in the sense that they are a result of one's karma from this or previous life. And avidya kama karma bhi, in the prayers of Queen Kunti, while she is explaining why the Lord comes to this world, she gives a variety of reasons and then she concludes why he comes, and he says that bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bhi shravan smarana arhani karishyaniti kechana. So bhavesmin klishyamananam, in this material world, bhava asmin klishyamananam, everybody is suffering. And the cause of the suffering, she explains in three concise and condensed words. Avidya kama karma bhi. She says that, this is 1.835 in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The root cause is avidya, ignorance. And what is this ignorance? We don't know where to get happiness. We don't know what will actually make us happy. And that leads to karma. That leads to the desire for enjoyment. And the result of the desire for enjoyment at a material level is karma bhi. We get bound, we do karma which will bring reactions to us. And what is the reaction? Bhava asmin klishyamananam. We suffer in material existence. And what is the solution? Shravan smaran arhani karishyaniti kechana. Shravan smaran arhani. That we hear about Krishna and we remember Krishna. We experience a higher happiness in this, and by that we become purified and liberated over a period of time. So the whole process of bhakti and spirituality in general, which culminates in bhakti, is that we do both in parallel. We do our sadhana to experience a higher taste ourselves, and then we do seva. And seva also has a very, all seva is largely centered around prachar. It is to share Krishna's message with others. So by our sadhana we experience a higher taste, and by our prachar we share that higher taste, higher happiness with others. So unless we have taken the medicine and have experienced to some extent cure for our disease, we cannot actually with conviction give that medicine to others. Not only that, we may even mislead others if we give them a wrong medicine, if that medicine has not worked for us. So we cannot say that we have experienced the supreme higher happiness, but any devotee who has practiced Krishna consciousness for some time can honestly say that there are moments of very deep ecstasy that the devotee has experienced. And these moments are glimpses of what lie ahead for us if we become more and more purified. So essentially, devotees express their concern for others by sharing the joys that they have experienced. So when we get the connection of the spiritual master, and through that connection, the connection of Krishna, then it is like we have got a hand which is pulling us out of the ocean so that we are no longer drowning. And then while we are being pulled out, we may extend our hands and try to help others get pulled out. Now, once we are taking the medicine and we are getting cured, then we can try to help others get cured also by sharing knowledge and guidance about how to take that medicine for them. And thirdly, just as a person who has now become unbound, who has become freed from the shackles, can help free others, we are helping others. So, to summarize, firstly, there is no question of being oblivious to the sufferings of others, but at the same time, there is no utility in ignorantly and frantically bothering oneself about the suffering without inquiring about what is the cure and how that cure is to be implemented. So, but as devotees, by our sadhana, we understand and apply that cure and experience it to some extent. And by the conviction and the fulfillment that comes from that experience of the higher happiness in remembering Krishna, the devotees become inspired to share that with others as a matter of their concern for others also. Thank you.